Hello and welcome out to Dink's Real Pit Barbecue. You're listening to the Bartlesville Football Coaches Show on AM 1400, FM 93.3, BartlesvilleRadio.com, the free downloadable Bartlesville Radio app, and you can watch this program live for free or archived online at K1TV.com. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us from Dink's Pit Barbecue. We're going to be recapping Bartlesville's game at Muskogee from this past week, also previewing the Bruins senior night battle against the Shawnee Wolves coming your way on Friday night from Custer Stadium. Also, we've got our Wassmiller Insurance player profile, Bartlesville senior defensive back, running back Seth Long going to be joining us on the program. And Coach Sport, last week, a 44-27 loss at Muskogee. Heck of a ball game. Very entertaining. Was very much a contest till the really very kind of very end of the fourth quarter. You guys had cut that lead down to 10 multiple times. Couldn't quite get the ball back down 10 and you'll get a score to make things really interesting down the stretch. But I thought all in all, a lot of effort obviously from your guys. There wasn't much to hang your head about. I was really pleased with the way that everybody seemed to perform on a Friday night.
Yeah, it was a great effort game for us. We, the plan was to go in and attack those guys and not back down. And I thought our kids played really hard. Thought we had a great plan going into the game. And, you know, it was a quick 14-point swing for them. You know, we threw a little swing pass out there and bobbled that ball, and it was backwards, so they jumped on it and got that thing in there quick and got it back. Scored again. It was 14-0, like within 2 minutes of the game, yeah. And that was the difference in the whole game right there. Is that those first two, you know, touchdowns, and that's something we worked on, you know, all year, is just trying to start fast. And I was really proud of the way we responded at that point, though. I mean, the kids continue to do that every week, and that's a testament to, you know, their drive and what they're trying to do. And I mean, I can't say enough about that.
Yeah.
You know, many times against a team as talented as Muskogee is, you're going to have 14-0 within the first 2 minutes. That thing doesn't end very, very well. Yeah. And Muskogee's a great team. You know, they're playing this week for the district championship versus Bixby. And Coach Watkins is an incredible coach. He, you know, 5 gold balls when he was at, you know, Guthrie, and has turned that program around down there. And big guys. And, really proud of the way we responded and just continue to push and attack. And, yeah, it didn't take long, and we, you know, kind of got settled in and started rolling a little bit. And, you know, that was something that Coach Watkins and I, you know, talked about after the game, is just the way our kids just respond all year. And I think other people were seeing that as well. And we just got to, you know, build off of that and fix those, you know, little things and start fast. And I think our seniors have done a great job of just laying the track, you know, for, you know, for that, you know, the future, the train that's coming through, you know, so.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us from Dink's Pit Barbecue here in Bartlesville as we talk Bruin football, our final coaches show of the year here from Dink's. We'll preview the Shawnee Wolves and, of course, talk about some seniors a little bit later on in the program, recapping Bartlesville's 44-27 loss to Muskogee. Yeah, 14-0 right off the bat. Reminded me a little bit of Ponca City, and we talked about this as well, because, you know, you guys give up that quick score there, and you start to kind of wonder which way this thing is going to end up spinning. Of course, in that ball game, you ended up getting enough stops and performing well enough that you eventually won down the stretch. But, you know, both those games indicative of the type of season you've had. Things didn't start off, wins and losses on the scoreboard, how you would have liked, obviously. I think two games that if you had played Claremore and Collinsville in November rather than September, I think that you guys probably win those games pretty handily, and in my biased opinion, but you didn't, and you guys hung in there. You know, it wasn't easy going. It was 0-4 to begin the thing off, and you guys hung around and did the same thing throughout the season that you did last Friday at Muskogee, and then the Friday before that against Ponca City. You just kind of hung around and certainly kept things interesting till the final whistle.
Yeah, we've got to fix that part of it, though. I mean, even the night we won the Sand Springs game at home, the homecoming game. And,
yeah, same,
you know,
thing.
That, yeah. Started the same way, you know, the trick play for a touchdown, and we're down 7-0, and you know, just a little bit later, the pick, you know, we just got to figure that stuff out. You know, it's there's a lot of little things to, you know, fix, and I think our kids have worked really hard to do this the right way and really, you know, lay a great foundation for the future and try to build some stability. And but again, there's a lot of work to do. And you saw that the other night. I mean, a great Muskogee team. I don't want to take anything away from their season. Sure. Man, they're, you know, incredible. But I did think our kids stayed in attack mode the entire time. You know, we had an interception early in the game, but I thought that was a great placed ball, great timing. Everything was good. It's just we, you know, the receiver slipped down on that. And, yeah. It happens from time to time. I thought Ben threw the ball really well the other night. I thought, you know, we had a great game plan offensively. We took what they, you know, gave us. That's a team that has not given up points.
Not at all.
And offensively, we moved the ball. I know one of our drives started on the 9-yard line, and we dinked and dunked and took what they gave us, and you know went and scored a 91-yard drive. And a lot of that was, you know, our guys up front doing a good job offensive line wise, and continuing to hand that ball to Lakin, and the fact that you know Ben was throwing the ball pretty well, kind of stretched that defense a little bit and helped us out. We gave up a touchdown to them right before the half, which is tough. I mean, if we stopped that particular that drive, and the second half starts just a little bit different.
That was a really long drive.
It was a long drive.
Over 90 yards.
We were trying to keep them out and, you know, play that possession game there. And the ones like that are tough to come back from. You know, you think about the overall picture, where we're at, you know, in terms of the playoffs and the points given up. And, we got an opportunity to, you know, finish tied for that fourth spot. And if you, you know, take that one touchdown off the board right there, and, you know, one other in a similar situation against the Paul, but, you know, you think about what the season looks like at that point, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why it's important we play every play. Play every play like it has a life of itself, because it does. At the end of the year, we'll go back and look through, and we'll find each of the small little bitty spots that, you know, were defining moments for us throughout the season. And every game has them. Every game has a moment that you go, yep, that was kind of the turning point for, you know, one way or the other. And, man, close. Yep. But again, 16 seniors who have battled it out all year, who have laid a good foundation, who have nothing to, you know, hang their head about because they've done it the right way. And it, you know, regardless of who the opponent was, they continue to, you know, battle and push. And, Evan, there's a ton of things off the field that those guys have went and done that have really, you know, changed the culture and landscape of what we're doing here. And really proud of those guys. And we got one left at home, and it should be a fun one. Muskogee, though, good one. Good game, good team, you know.
A couple numbers from that ball game. Ben Winters, coach mentioned, threw the ball pretty well. 16 of 29, 221, had three touchdowns, one interception. Lakin Cloudis, Sterling once again, 29 carries, 124 yards and a touchdown. Caden Davis continues to just step up and do, seems like, bigger things every single week somehow. 9 catches, 169 yards, 2 touchdowns for that junior this past Friday. And once again, you scored 27 points against a Muskogee team that hadn't given up more than 6, with the exception to their one loss to Shawnee earlier this year. So you guys put them on the ropes. The other thing that we hadn't really even mentioned, we talked about coming back from the 14-point deficit early on in that ball game, but not only did you come back, but you had the ball with a chance to tie the game 2 different occasions in the second quarter. And, in fact, you had the ball with a chance to tie right before you relinquished it to Muskogee, and they ended up taking that 2-score lead right before halftime. They had the ball out of the gate in the third quarter, and that's what kind of started that ball rolling the Ruffers' way, because other than that, there was a couple times you guys had the ball, you were clicking, looked like you were going to go down there and tie that thing.
Yeah, and, you know, late in the game, it was we score, and it goes 37-27. It's a 10-point game.
Yeah.
We're feeling good. The energy's right, and we're trying to get a stop, and we are, you know, a couple steps off on some really good athletic kids, a good offense in Muskogee, and rather than getting that stop there and have an opportunity, you know, cut it a little bit closer, you know, and or even to just get within the, you know, 15-point district points, they get the ball and hit us with another one, and we go down 44-27, and we had our opportunities. And I thought our kids played, man. They played so hard. You know, I think about a kid we had on here, our show, just a few weeks ago, River Riddle, that, you know, gets banged up. We take him off the offensive line there for a bit. And he says, Coach, I want to go back in. I want to go back in, you know. And goes back in and does his thing and continues to help us move the ball in the right direction. And another senior, Dylan Argo, who is playing one of the, you know, the larger offensive linemen that we've seen all year, a big, you know, Muskogee line. And I think they had four holding penalties on that right tackle that Dylan was lined up on because he was getting through the line, you know, shooting that B gap. A few times got, a couple great tackles in the backfield. And, again, four holding penalties on that one kid just because, you know, Dylan was working tirelessly to, you know, get away from that guy. And close, several times close, trying to, you know, cut that lead down and go make a run, you know, beat that Muskogee team. But, again, proud of our guys. Muskogee's going to play for the district championship this week against Bixby, and they know what that, you know, looks like for them. And they're a playoff team and loaded with seniors. A team that was very young last year, and, you know, turns – I think they have 23 seniors on the team. Mm-hmm. They do a good job.
And the one thing – I know you alluded to the interception that Ben threw – you mentioned somebody fell down. I kind of thought maybe someone had zigged when he thought they were going to zag. You could just tell that something was off with it. But you guys ended up having three turnovers, and they got the ball inside the Bruin 30 each time. Of course, the first one we kind of alluded to was the backwards pass on a throw into the flat that ended up being a fumble. And then you had a punt that kind of went awry as well. And to be able to make that a contest even with those three things, you know, basically kind of drop-dead turnovers in your own possession. You held on one of them as well. You know, mm-hmm. you forced a field goal, so they didn't all three lead to touchdowns. But certainly when you're playing on the road as an underdog against a team that's, you know, a top-four club in the state, those are the kind of mistakes that you probably just can't afford to make.
And the thing was, you know, we're trying to be aggressive, and that was, you know, the name of the game last week. We wanted to be aggressive and go attack those guys. We didn't want to be reckless with those things. And, you know, early on that that first turnover, that was we had set that thing up and been working on a little trick play there for a little bit. And had finally seen it, you know, defensively they were doing some things that was going to open that up for us. And the first part of it, just throwing and catching that ball, and it didn't happen. And then you can't really say anything to that kid. I mean, that kid is – caught so many passes all year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's done such a great job. I mean, that kid had 8 catches and, like, 215 yards against, you know, Bixby. Just, you know, it's the football game. We've all got to be focused in doing our part. Coaches and kids alike, playing the next play and preparing the right way. And unfortunately, you know, that we didn't get it done against Muskogee. It would have been interesting to see the, you know, our district schedule, you know, rearranged to see, how things would have ended.
You guys hit Sepulpa at the wrong time, man. I think, like I mentioned, sometimes things fall your way, other times they don't. I think that's something that not only just for y'all's football season here in 2019, but it's the same way in college or the NFL. You can compare schedules, but when you play a particular team is monster. When you look at strength of schedule and whatnot, and Sepulpa just isn't what it was when you guys had to play them second district game of the season. And, boy, you guys went toe-to-toe with them that night when they had, you know, that was a 100% healthy, rolling Sepulpa team at home there. And I think that was the first part of October. I would have liked to have seen that ball game, you know, played November. Same thing as Collinsville and Claremore, as you mentioned, but
That's life, man. Yeah. That's life. You know, you can't get that stuff back. And, you know, we wanted to be at our best in November. We wanted to be playing great football here at the end and be ready for an advancement into the playoffs. And, you know, I think for the most part, our kids are doing a good job. I mean, we're a little bit banged up, just like everybody. But I think we've kind of settled in. We're trying to play great football here at the end of the year. And, you know, the ball bounces our way a few times earlier. We get a couple of those plays back. Things could be different. I know that, you know, I spoke with, you know, coaches at Sepulpa this past weekend, and they play Ponca City this week. Big game for them.
Sure.
And, they've changed their offense. They're more, you know, tight end fullback-oriented possession type stuff, but it's because they're missing some of those guys, some of those dynamic football players they've got. And they're trying to do the, you know, the very best they can to get into the playoffs, just like everybody else. And tough district, you know. 6A2 is no joke. This is, you know, good district with a lot of good coaches in it and a lot of good players. I mean, how many teams we faced that hadn't had at least one Division I player on their team?
Yeah, Power 5 Division I guy.
Great guys. And it's – listen, at the end of the day, there's no excuses. We're going to do our very best to put our, you know, best foot forward. And the thing that I, you know, I've taken away from the first nine and that I hope I see again this week is, you know, regardless of the situation we've been in, our kids haven't backed down. They've continued to fight and push forward and play, you know, great football. Not always clean, but that's stuff that we can, as coaches, we can, you know, take and pick some of that stuff. A lot of that's on us, so.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us from Dink's Pit Barbecue, weekly radio show. Thanks to Dink's for having us the last 10 Wednesdays prior to Bartlesville football games every single Friday night, previewing Bartlesville's game against the Shawnee Wolves for senior night this Friday at Custer Stadium. We'll have a preview matchup on that one a little bit later on in the program. Also, our Wasmiller Insurance player profile, Bartlesville senior running back, defensive back Seth Long, going to join us. I did want to talk, Coach, about Coach Rigdon passing away earlier this week, Monday night. That news kind of officially came down that he passed away. He reminded me of it in something that you were just saying a moment ago. And of course, I worked with him for, you know, over 5 years because he was the baseball coach when I first got here. And of course, was the longtime baseball coach at Bartlesville High. And they're going to rightfully so name that field after him. And of course, then the last couple years as athletic director, that was something that he hit on a lot, not only with his baseball teams, which would always be the case, but in a lot of other sports as well, once he was AD, is playing well at the end of the year. That was something I talked with him a lot about and just kind of reminded me of that, and I wanted to share our, you know, thoughts and prayers and condolences from the radio stations for him. He was just a joy to work with for the 5 years I was here. Great guy. There's a reason why there's been a lot of outpouring of, you know, well wishes the last several weeks because of how good of a guy he was. And I enjoyed working with him, and I'll miss him. And I know that he's going to have his funeral on Saturday morning for him at the Fine Arts Center, and looking forward to going there and celebrating his life. And I think that I was talking with my mom earlier this week, and she said, "Well, at least, you know, you got to know him." And I thought, you know, that's a good way to look at it. It was, I think we're all better off for having known him.
No doubt, a blessing. You know, felt like God sent me to Bartlesville for a reason, and you know, when I was hired as a, you know, head football coach, that was, you know, Spence.
Yeah.
And right out of the gate, we flew to Texas to look at some turf down there and just get to spend a few days down there together, just he and I. He was a friend, you know, a great person, and something that, like, learned a lot from him, you know, a ton. And we have his son on our team,
yeah.
You know, and just, you know, this thing is we want to win games and all that, but at the end of the day, you know, it's about relationship. The kind of relationship we have with his son, Brady, and you know, moving forward, and the things that we learned and the relationship we had with Spence. And he'll be missed. You know,
yeah.
It's not an easy – but it's life. You know, it is. It's tough. It's not an easy thing to do, but it is life. And I can't say enough about it. We have a deal we do every day, our purpose period. We have a word of the day. And basically, it's Spence had created an acronym for what it means to be a Bruin. And just those five letters, it's each day of the week for us. And so on Mondays, the entire season, you know, we talk about what it means to be beholden, to be thankful, indebted to someone. And we'll forever be indebted to him and thankful for him. And the R is relentless, and the U is united, and I is intentional, and the N is noble. And those are the qualities that, you know, we as a department sit down and spearheaded that. And, you know, we wanted to really define what it meant to be a Bruin. And that's what, you know, that was Spence. He was a Bruin. He'll be missed.
Yeah.
Love that family, love that person. And love the lessons and memories we have from him.
And then no, you know, better sign than to show what kind of a dad he was than to think about his son coming up here on the radio and thanking everybody for coming out to Dinks and supporting him and his family and the community. I mean, that takes a lot of guts. I mean, and he wanted to do that. No one made him or asked him or even knew that he was going to do that. He just asked about it and came up here and did it and belted it out and sounded good doing so. And I thought that was really special. And anyway, exactly right. We'll miss him, no doubt about it, and be there on Saturday morning at the Fine Arts Center. But everybody's thinking about him and appreciate all the well wishes from everyone in the community and all that. And I know that we're all better off for having worked with him for as long as we did. Lucky that we got to do so. You talked about him being a Bruin as well. And that was one of the first things that I remember about when he got the athletic director's job, because he had just signed on to be AD at Collinsville just prior to that. And he came back, and how cool is that? That, you know, he got to be here and finish it out, you know, under the circumstances that he was here at the time. But I just remember, you know, hearing how genuine it was in his voice that he got to come out. He was sitting in that office; it was empty. You know, they had just hired him, and he was always so accommodating to me. I texted him. He said, "Yeah, just come on down to the office." So I walked right in and interviewed him, and just, you know, he was glowing and so excited to be back in Bartlesville, and how, you know, he was a Bruin and he was an engine and he grew up here and was a baseball coach and all that good stuff. So there's a lot of really happy and positive things to think about that. What a life, obviously. He got to do a lot of things I'm sure a lot of people would have liked to have done.
We sit and visited in that office, and you know, I would come in with a football type question and it would turn to relationship type question, and he would always push us to go as deep as we could with our relationships with our kids, and would always ask why and how, and just, you know, he'd done it for a long time and he understood what it meant to, you know, to be loved and to love people, and always pushed us to find a way to, you know, make that happen. And I think that, you know, growing up, him being in athletics, he had those relationships with coaches, and it drove him to have those types of relationships with, you know, his players and the community. And yeah, I mean, it's the first, my first head coaching job, first win for him to be there, and
yeah,
the game ball and all the things that go along with that. And I mean, it's
a lot of special stuff to think about. Yeah. Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us as we talk Bruin football every single Wednesday from Dink's Pit Barbecue here in Bartlesville. We'll take a break. We're going to have our preview of the Bruins taking on the Shawnee Wolves for senior night. We'll run down some of the seniors, talk about them a bit. And then also we've got our Waspiller Insurance player profile, Bartlesville senior tailback and defensive back Seth Long going to join the program. You're listening to the Bruin Football Coaches Show live on K1TV.com and AM 1400, FM 93.3 K1.
Sometimes in life, everything seems the same. It's kind of lame. Same drive-through, same menu, same taste. Same pizza box with a different name. Gotta make a move, head towards the light. Dink's Pit Barbecue, a hickory wood fire burns bright. There's that aroma on Frank's Boulevard. No time to waste. Tender and moist meats and that succulent sauce. Oh, what a beautiful taste. Life's good now. Took a stand. Ate at Dink's Pit Barbecue, and life is grand.
Cloudy and rainy conditions across much of the area, but that rain will gradually end from the northwest to the southeast as we go through the overnight time period. Heaviest of the rainfalls are basically now until about 3 a.m., and then as that starts to end, a cold front coming in will give us gusty north winds and sharply colder weather. Low by morning, right around 34 across much of southeastern Kansas, still about 38, 39 around Tulsa. But we are watching a flood watch along I-44 that runs from Oklahoma City to Tulsa to Joplin as we go into early tomorrow morning. So if you're traveling in that direction, just be advised. Cold day in store for us as we start to look through our Thursday. Winds 15, 25 miles an hour out of the north, some gusts near 30. Temperatures hovering in the low 40s. Hard freeze, mid-20s as we go into Friday morning. Friday afternoon, partly to mostly sunny, but still a chilly day with a cold south-southeast wind and a high temperature in the upper 40s. Saturday looks pretty good, still dry, partly to mostly sunny, and we should stay relatively dry on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week as well. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
One family has been selling vehicles in Oklahoma for 90 years. Dungis Family of Autos. We're Oklahoma's oldest Toyota dealer, and we've been selling Fords and Lincolns here in Bartlesville even longer. Trade with us and you'll have a low-pressure, enjoyable time buying a car, truck, or SUV. And every new vehicle comes with our complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. When it comes to Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln, you have a choice. DungesChoice.com.
What do you do when you want to listen to 1400 K1, but you can't because you're out of the area? Listen to our stream on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Just go to our homepage and click on the Listen Now button in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. The 1400 K1 stream is brought to you by Cliffs Flooring and Windows, Cherokee Casino Ramona. Listen on your computer, your smartphone, or other internet-connected device. Whether you're home or away, we're your constant companion. We're 1400 K1.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Winters in the shotgun. Back to pass. Steps up. Heaves it deep toward the end zone. It's caught over the shoulder. Touchdown, Bartlesville. Caden Davis again. That's another 17-yard Bartlesville score.
Welcome back to Dink Pit Barbecue. I'm Frank Phillips Boulevard here in Bartlesville. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with you. Also a Bruin senior defensive back, running back Seth Long joining the program this evening for a Wassmiller Insurance player profile. Before we get into that, I do have a little breaking news item to pass along. About 1,300 without power right now in Bartlesville because of that storm. Looks like it's kind of the north side of town, north of Highway 60. Most of it is a little bit to the east of Highway 75. We'll have some news coverage on that on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. But do be aware we are dealing with a little bit of a power issue because of the storms in the area. And anyway, just wanted to pass that along. So Wassmiller Insurance player profile, Bartlesville senior defensive back, running back Seth Long. Seth, good evening. Thanks for coming tonight. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm good.
Glad to have you with us, transfer in from Bartlesville High. And before we kind of talk about you and what you want to do when you're done here and your senior campaign, all that stuff, just kind of walk us through the last 3-4 years of football life for you, where you've been, how you ended up here.
Okay, so I started off at Oklahoma Union at the 8th grade. I played football all the way up to my sophomore year. And then after sophomore year, I kind of just kind of wanted to transfer to Bartlesville because I knew I'd better myself here. And I knew, like, the chances of me not being able to play my junior year, but I knew I just thought it'd be worth it. And so once I transferred, the hardship never passed, so I just ended up just practicing and just trying to get better and working. And then, I just started my senior year. I was just really ready and excited just because I knew it was going to be my last year, and I had to sit my whole junior year. So, I don't regret doing it at all because I think I'd have gotten a lot better than what I would have, so.
And obviously, as I mentioned, you play some defensive back and running back as well. Let's talk about the defensive side of the football first. I've been really impressed with you, especially the last several weeks as a cornerback. You know, that's a kind of an unsung hero spot sometimes. Lots of times you only hear their names more when they either get an interception or they mess up. Seems like that's two times. Lots of times you hear those defensive backs' name. Kind of describe to me your season so far. How do you feel like you've come along your senior campaign on that side of the ball?
I think the start of the year, I didn't play corner before this year. I think the start of the year, I was just really learning things. And throughout every single game, I feel like I've gotten a lot better at just certain, like, small things, just cut, like, man on man and everything. The start of the year, I just feel like I wasn't as experienced at the position, but I've slowly just gotten progressed.
The running back side of things, you kind of give Lakin a spell when he needs it. Describe what it's like kind of being behind him. What have you learned from Lakin Cloudis as you know, a running back for this team?
Lakin helps me a lot, especially during practice. He just works all the time, and he's just a workhorse, so he kind of sets a really good example. And, yeah, I mean, every time I have any questions, he just helps me out there. So,
Bartlesville senior defensive back, running back, Seth Long with us, our Wasmiller Insurance player profile ahead of Bartlesville and Shawnee. For senior night, let's talk about Seth outside of football. Seth, activities, what do you like to do for fun outside of play football?
I love to just hunt and fish and just be outdoors, just hang out with friends.
What's your favorite thing to hunt?
Well, the funnest thing I've ever hunted was elk. So okay. I get to go to New Mexico usually every Christmas and get an elk tag and get to go hunting. So that's my funnest.
Then have you gotten some?
Yeah, I've gotten two.
Okay,
yeah.
What's the biggest one?
I don't really know how much it weighed, but okay. It was elk. It was pretty big.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I. So what do you even do with that when you're done with it?
So we just have the whole thing butchered. And we just turn it into hamburger.
Hamburger?
Yeah.
Elk
yeah.
burger? How's yeah. that taste?
It's amazing.
What's
I love
the difference
it.
Between an elk burger and a...
It's a lot better than beef, in my opinion. Just tastes a lot. It's a little bit more gamey, but it's not like a deer. A deer is a lot more gamey.
Sure.
I like the taste of it.
Bartlesville senior defensive back, running back Seth Long with us. Aside from hunting, what else?
Just hanging out with friends, just having fun, talking to them. And, some of my friends, they kind of like to go flip and stuff, so we'll go to the Top Flight gym over there and just kind of mess around in there. But
like gymnastics stuff?
Yeah, just tumbling, just messing around. I'm not as much, but I have a friend that's pretty good at it, so gotcha. We like to do that.
And then, like, TV shows, what are you watching on the Netflix?
Probably The Office, I guess. All right. I just finished watching that.
What episode stands out to you from The Office?
The one that stands out would probably just be the last one, because that's the last one I remember.
That's
that
the last one. Is that your first role through The Office
no,
before?
No.
Oh, no, okay.
It's like the third time.
Yeah, I hear you. So I'm on the same way. If I watch the whole thing from start to finish, I'd probably be on, like, number 8 or 9. So
yeah.
You can look forward to that in your 20s. Bartlesville senior defensive back, running back Seth Long with us. Favorite movies?
Probably Lone Survivor. It's probably my favorite movie.
What's that?
It's about... It's based on a true story that happened in Afghanistan. It's about Navy SEALs, and they went on a mission, and it kind of went wrong. And so they just fought to the death, basically, and there was only one survivor that ended up getting out. And Marcus Luttrell is a true story. It's a really cool story.
That's cool.
I bet he likes Saved by the Bell with the jacket he's wearing tonight.
Yeah, boy, you should see it. Hopefully, if you've got it styled up on K1TV.com, and if you don't and you're listening on the radio, you can watch the archive version later on or pull it up whenever. He's got like a 90s, looks like a Michael Jordan 96, you know, looking some kind of jacket on.
The Charlotte Hornets?
Yeah.
The original.
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly Alonzo right. And he's
Warren,
got, and
guys.
If you don't know what Seth looks like, he's got kind of the blonde hair and the swoop over at the top. And it's a, you know, I complimented him on the look before we went on
Zach,
the program.
Zach Morris?
Yeah, that's
Say
right. Yeah, I haven't complimented anyone on their looks except for you, Seth, on the Coach's Show. So congrats, I guess. Talking with Bartlesville senior running back, defensive back Seth Long here. Plans when you're done here in May, what do you want to do?
I'm applying to a few colleges. My ultimate goal would be to go in the Naval Academy, or I mean the Air Force Academy. I'm applying to both, though, so I'm just keep my options open.
That's great.
And then I'm also applying to College of the Ozarks, too. Probably major in criminal justice.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then senior night against Shawnee. Obviously, you know, it'd be nice to go out with a bang. What does senior night mean to you? What would it mean if you were able to kind of end this thing with a W?
Well, I'm just going to enjoy every single play because it's probably going to be my last, it's for sure going to be my last high school football game. So I'm just going to have fun. I mean, I'm going to do my best to win, like, because it's my senior night. It's my last football game. I really want to win. It's really important to me. But I want to make sure I'm having fun the entire time because it is my last time, so I want to enjoy it, really enjoy it.
Good job. Bartlesville senior defensive back, running back Seth Long. Seth, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Wasmiller Insurance player profile tonight did a great job. We'll take a break, come back. We'll talk a little bit more about those Shawnee Wolves, highlight a few Bruin seniors, and wrap up the final Bruin Football Coaches Show from Dink's Pit Barbecue on K1TV.com and AM 1400, FM 93.3 K1, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and the free-to-download Bartlesville Radio app.
Sometimes in life, everything seems the same. It's kind of lame. Same drive-through, same menu, same taste. Same pizza box with a different name. Gotta make a move, head towards the light. Dink's Pit Barbecue, a hickory wood fire burns bright. There's that aroma on Frank's Boulevard, no time to waste. Tender and moist meats and that succulent sauce, oh, what a beautiful taste. Life's good now. Took a stand, ate at Dink's Pit Barbecue, and life is grand.
Cloudy and rainy conditions across much of the area, but that rain will gradually end from the northwest to the southeast as we go through the overnight time period. Heaviest of the rainfalls are basically now until about 3 a.m., and then as that starts to end, a cold front coming in will give us gusty north winds and sharply colder weather. Low by morning, right around 34 across much of southeastern Kansas, still about 38, 39 around Tulsa. But we are watching a flood watch along I-44 that runs from Oklahoma City to Tulsa to Joplin as we go into early tomorrow morning. So if you're traveling in that direction, just be advised. Cold day in store for us as we start to look through our Thursday. Winds 15, 25 miles an hour out of the north, some gusts near 30. Temperatures hovering in the low 40s. Hard freeze, mid-20s as we go into Friday morning. Friday afternoon, partly to mostly sunny, but still a chilly day with a cold south-southeast wind and a high temperature in the upper 40s. Saturday looks pretty good, still dry, partly and mostly sunny, and we should stay relatively dry on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week as well. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
One family has been selling vehicles in Oklahoma for 90 years. Dungis Family of Autos. We're Oklahoma's oldest Toyota dealer, and we've been selling Fords and Lincolns here in Bartlesville even longer. Trade with us and you'll have a low-pressure, enjoyable time buying a car, truck, or SUV. And every new vehicle comes with our complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. When it comes to Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln, you have a choice. DungesChoice.com.
Snap, play action, Ben throws it toward the end zone, caught for a touchdown! Touchdown, Bartlesville! Caleb Perry this time for a Bruins score, and Bartlesville keeps on hanging around.
Welcome back to Dink's Pit Barbecue. You're listening to the Bartlesville Football Coaches Show here on AM 1400, FM 93.3, K1, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and the free-to-download Bartlesville Radio app. And I want to talk about some seniors, and we got something else I want to talk about here in a moment as well. But before we do that, I do want to mention, how about both those guys, Caleb Perry and Caden Davis, coming back as wide receivers just to start off 2020. That's a pretty good place to start with some wide receivers. Yeah. I know that there's some other spots, you know, quarterback and running back especially, that we'll talk about over the next 10, 11 months or whatever until next year starts. But that's a pretty good place to start as far as a receiving core.
Yeah, no doubt. That there's a lot of quality underclassmen that have worked very hard this year, and excited about that. You know, and up front, offensive line-wise, I mean, we get, you know, three of those guys back, and we've had our freshmen up this week practicing with us, and, you know, the question marks on the offensive line, I looked up and seen a 6'3", 270-pound kid and another, you know, 6'2", 280-pound kid, you know, freshmen that are – there's a good core of kids, and they're beginning to learn how to, you know, practice the right way. So we're excited about, you know, the future of the program.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us. We had done a few stories last year on BartlesvilleRadio.com and some of the sportscasts here on K1 about a third grade group which made it to the state championship game and lost in the finals. And the third graders, believe it or not, are now fourth graders, and they're continuing to win. I know that I follow Ty Kent on Facebook, and he's really involved with them, and I kind of keep up with them that way. And they've just done a tremendous job. And I know that's a long ways away from being, you know, sitting next to you as a player profile as a senior. But, you know, there's a lot of things to look forward to. And I know that you guys are involved with some of the youth football teams, and they're doing a great job.
Yeah, it's, you know, our youth program here is is growing and is getting, you know, progressively better every year. And there's so many of those guys that, I mean, think about it. They're working for free and with a lot of kids and parents and stuff. And it's a lot of hours. And, yeah, Stephen Lackey's the head coach of that fourth grade group. And Ty Ken is there. Kate Jenkins does a good job. Sanji's on that group. Aaron Vaughn, Ryan Loudermilk, and Trey Oliver, and one of our guys, Bobby Holmes,
yeah,
helps coach that team. And that fourth grade team went to Bigsby last night at Bigsby, and a team that, you know, they've played the last couple of years real tight and won 14-0 there. And if I'm not mistaken, Stillwater and Jinx are playing tonight. And the winner of that game will play our group.
Cool.
On Saturday at noon at Lincoln Christian School for the championship. So proud of those guys, and really just, you know, collectively our entire youth group and all those kids. Just, you know, very excited about that. And, you know, you mentioned some juniors. I'll tell you that Caleb Perry and Rocky Schumann, two juniors, drove to Bigsby last night after our practice just to watch those kids play last night.
That's
and
great.
Support those guys. And, yeah, excited about the youth. For sure, and hoping we get a victory on Saturday at noon. So,
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport, let's talk a little bit about some seniors, and then we'll get a few items on the Shawnee Wolves here toward the tail of the program, tail end of the program. I wanted to mention kind of off the bat, only because I was thinking about this a lot, especially on the drive home for whatever reason from Muskogee on Friday. First off, how much better each season Ben Winters has gotten from start to finish as quarterback. And then you think about, you know, you guys and your offense the last 2 years, and especially so this year, you know, only won two district games. You're out of the playoff in week 10, but you guys offensively have put up much better numbers against most teams than most others in the district has. You know, we mentioned that with Muskogee, for instance, that you scored the second most points against them. Now, they haven't played Bigsby yet, but you've scored the second most points against them all season outside of that loss they had to Shawnee. And just how good Ben Winters is as a pure kind of pocket passer, those are pretty rare. You know, you look around 6A2, there's a lot of guys that can, you know, chug around and find ways to win football games and, you know, they're really, you know, good athletes, but not necessarily, you know, a quarterback like you might think of it. And, boy, Ben has just blossomed into a heck of a quarterback. When he gets his feet set, man, he can throw the ball on a line, and he's very accurate. And he's just been a ton of fun to watch the last 2 years as a quarterback, and watching him grow especially.
Yeah, a great competitor, you know, and leader. And I love the fact that he doesn't get rattled. You know, he plays the next play, and Jason Munoz has done a great job with him. And Ben's having fun, you know, finding those guys. And you look at Caleb Perry, Shane Simpson, Caden Davis, their numbers are almost identical for the year, you know, a little over 500
yeah.
yards receiving, and, you know, the amount of catches and the things that are going on. And, Ben does his thing, you know. I watch him every day, and he's throwing all over the field in practice to, you know, everybody from Gage Keaton to, you know, Nick Smith, and just a plethora of guys. Really proud of the way, you know, he's settled in and taking control of that thing. And can't say enough about that. I'll tell you this. I haven't watched the Muskogee coaches show from a week ago, but Rafe Watkins mentioned to me last week that he said some things on that coaches show about Ben, and complimented him. And in terms of, you know, our district and where Ben lands as far as quarterbacks, and some really incredible things he said about, you know, our offense and Coach Munoz and the things that they were able to do last week and have been able to do the last few weeks. And, yeah, really proud of those guys, man.
Yeah, when you look at the way he throws the ball and just how he looks back there and distributes it, you can go up against anybody in the state, I think. I mean, we've seen some really good football teams and some really good coaches, as we talked about, in 6A2, and there haven't been – quite as many good pure passers as Ben Winters is. So I've really enjoyed watching him the last couple of years, and I've enjoyed watching Lakin Claudius the last 3 years as well. He's been a guy that's been in since he was a sophomore. I can remember watching him as a sophomore a little bit and thinking, man, he's going to be good when
you know, he's a senior, and here we are. He's a senior, and he's got over 1,200 yards through nine games, and he's just been fantastic. He runs hard, and I'm looking forward to kind of covering him a bit more when you get into wrestling season because he's a big-time athlete there as well, state qualifier from a year ago. Those wrestlers always seem to be good football players, and, mm-hmm. and I've really enjoyed watching him and enjoyed having him on the program a few weeks ago. He's just a heck of a running back too.
Yeah, and you know, can't say enough about the quality of people they are, know. Great people who serve others, you know. Those guys have done so many serve projects and some of those things we try to do in the off season and through the summer. And dependable, workmanlike kids. And here's the thing, I'd love to, you know, be able to sit here and talk to you about in 10 years and just go, man, you remember Lakin and Ben and that senior group and how they worked very hard on and off the field. And I think the younger guys, are working the same way because they take what they see and they want to go do that and build upon that. And who knows, Evan, that maybe that fourth grade group is, high school kids and they're talking about, some of these guys coming and seeing them play and how, they're, serving others and working very hard and doing their part. Yeah, exciting stuff.
Obviously don't have time to go over everybody, but I did want to roll through a few other ones. Tayton Hopkins, a tremendous job as a defensive back last few years. A safety who I know has been battling some injuries toward the tail end of the season. He's done a great job. It's a shame we haven't been able to see Shane Simpson at 100% throughout the end of the year because he was primed to have, just an outstanding senior campaign numbers-wise. But still, obviously, we've seen how great of a job he's done at wide receiver the last few years. And obviously, we'll hopefully have a chance to see him on the basketball court here in just a few weeks for the Bruins and Clint Stewart. And you've got a lot of other guys set. Seth Long, who we just had on tonight. We mentioned Cody Tate a little bit earlier this season. He was our Wassmiller player profile last week. Nicholas Tessier, another guy that was banged up a little bit, but has gotten some work in the last few weeks with some targets, had some catches this year, and guys that, kind of tug at my heartstrings a little bit, like Noah Yazzie, who wasn't necessarily a varsity player full-time until a senior, and boy, what a year he's had as a guy who's really getting in and kind of starting full-time for the first time as a senior, and he's just been fantastic. He's all over the place.
He's very dependable. I think he's got 75 tackles. He's the second most tackles on the team, and yeah, those guys are great, man. Tayton Hopkins, can't say enough about him. He's like having a coach out on the field, very smart, understands the why behind a lot of things we're doing. And Shane, who, after the Sepulpa game is banged up, but had 500 yards receiving at that point, and great kids. Devin Fellows up front, River Riddle up front. Those guys are great, man.
And then, you mentioned a couple of the offensive linemen. Sterling Gilbert Keene, he's a guy that had been banged up and finally got back in and had a few tackles last week in that game at Muskogee, so I was impressed with him. You mentioned a couple of the other offensive linemen. There's a few coming back as well. Andrew Ely, another guy that's been on the defensive line a little bit more than offensive line. We've said his name a lot. So a special group of 16 seniors. Yeah. And excited to get them to kind of round out their campaigns at home against Shawnee on Friday night. And Shawnee, a club just like you guys that is 2-7, and certainly you can't overlook anybody. But especially these Wolves because, they beat Muskogee. And that's one of the more head-scratching victories or results, I guess I should say, when you look around the 6A2 this year. But if you've got it in you to knock off a Muskogee club, which is fighting Bixby for the district championship, and certainly you're tremendously dangerous. And they're coming in with a coach that's been there for a long time, and Billy Brown, he's been there for 16 seasons now. They've been 5A for the majority of his career. They got bumped up to 6A2 for the last kind of two-year district period, but it's a club that's certainly dangerous, and you guys will have to play well on Friday night in order to compete.
No doubt. He's we're going to have to, do a good job on Friday night, and that's going to fall in the hands of a lot of those seniors. I think about, one of them, Logan Hartman, a wheel linebacker
absolutely.
Who is selfless, and he's going to have to do a good job, setting that edge and doing a good job to spill things to some of those other guys. And Shawnee is they've beaten Guthrie, and Guthrie, traditionally is a good team. And they jumped on Muskogee early. And I'll tell you this, I mean, Bixby's a really good football team, and they went to Shawnee and didn't look like the normal Bixby team the first few series there, because, you know, Shawnee's a quality team that will put up a fight. It's a little different playing them on grass down there. You know, it's a trip, and we're blessed to have them at home this year. Billy Brown does a good job. Has multiple deep runs into the 5A playoffs, and has shown, you know, the ability to go beat really good teams like Muskogee. You got to be on your toes against those guys, because, you know, the consistency of what they're doing. I mean, there is a team that, Sand Springs beat 21-19. But they played Sepulpa really tough. They played Ponca City really tough. And you think about this, they scored 25 points against Booker T.
Yeah.
You know, so you gotta be ready to go. Mobile quarterback and a couple receivers that are really good. And Scout Crowley is a kid that, you know, was really good last year, and he's back. He's doing a good job. And then up front, you know, that Sergio Garcia kid, he's like a bus. I mean, 6'5", like 305, and they got a sophomore kid next to him that's, you know, 6'3", and almost 300 pounds. I mean, big line and quality team coming in, so got to be ready to go.
Billy Brown got that job in Shawnee back in 2003, left his job as defensive coordinator for that position. And their head coach at the time, Brent Whitson, had gone to Broken Arrow. That's how Billy Brown ended up with that job. It was a community that was pretty hacked off when they got bumped to 6A2. I can remember doing game prep for this game last year, and we looked up Shawnee football. The majority of what the media had written in Shawnee about that team, even once you got into November, was about how they were having to compete in 6A2 because they had been pretty ensconced in 5A. For several years, and in fact, they only had like 45 kids come out for the team. They had a bunch quit at the end of last year, so they ended up only having like 39, 40 guys at the tail end of last season on that roster when you guys went in there and played them. And his numbers are better this season. It isn't quite that bad, but that was a program that was kind of reeling a little bit after getting bumped up to 6A2 a year ago because they're usually a 5A program and had a ton of success at that level.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand being upset a little bit, you know, with there's a couple of schools that are bigger than them but didn't have to compete at the 6A level. They had to get to slide out. Mm-hmm. Before that transition,
right,
they just went with 30 teams in the 6A division instead of 32, and they went and grabbed, you know, Shawnee was the next one.
Yeah,
up.
That's
and,
right.
And pulled them up, and really that does that all the way down, which is a tough situation for a lot of teams. But and then the travel of this, you know, district, they're having to come long road trips each week. And
Now, why Shawnee is in the East District and Stillwater is in the West is something that I really don't understand. I don't know. Maybe you can explain it to me. Geographically, I think I know how Oklahoma's laid out. And Shawnee seems like it's a lot closer to Dell City and Midwest City than it is to Ponca or Bartlesville. And Stillwater seems a lot closer to Tulsa, Ponca, and Bartlesville than Shawnee is. But
I don't get to make those decisions, but I do know that some of those things are made based on potential, you know, playoff teams and power rating type stuff. And I don't mind Stillwater being in that other district undefeated and ranked number two right now. And, you know, you think about, you know, 6A1. What if the East teams were all together, you know, Jinx, Union, BA, and Owosso all in the same district type deal? So that's probably why they split that team, sent them this way.
A couple of guys at quarterback. They've had two guys really play even ways. Dre Evans is kind of the main guy. Carson Conway, the other. They both played in 7 games. And then they've got another guy that's played in 5 games. They all have decent numbers of pass attempts. Talked about the fact that Evans, who's kind of the main guy, he's been there more than Conway. He's their second leading rusher as well. So they've got another mobile quarterback that's been kind of a theme of this year, and that'll be something you guys have to watch for. And their tailback is a guy that was there last year as a runner. Yeah,
and, receiver and runner. Yeah,
exactly.
Year.
So they've got some weapons back, and they're athletic, and the reason why they beat Muskogee. So it should be a good contest on Friday night for senior night.
I mean, it's you know, the good thing about them beating Muskogee before they got to us is, you know, we're not going to underestimate a team like that.
Sure.
You know, they held Muskogee on that opening drive and then went and blocked that punt and scooped and scored and kind of put the pressure on Muskogee. And then that was an incredible game, you know, back and forth game. And they won that game in the final seconds. Just, you know, those are a lot of fun, you know. And they'll be a great team coming in for, you know, senior night. Another quality 6A2 opponent in our district, you know. So thankful for those competitors that we see each week. You know, which I jokingly say to the kids that, you know, if it weren't for them, we'd be practicing each other the whole time. And we're excited to have week 10.
Want to thank Dink's Pit Barbecue for hosting us every single week for the last 10 weeks now. Like, extremely hospitable. Obviously, we enjoyed coming here. Want to thank all the 10 seniors who joined us throughout the course of the 2019 season for our player profiles and taking a little bit of time out of their Wednesday evenings. Trey Stump, who does a great job keeping us back on the air every single Wednesday night. Of course, he'll be back on the broadcast Friday night when we're at Shawnee. Want to thank Caleb Potter, who helped us with the cameras and getting us on the air TV-wise the last and first several weeks of the season as well. And Coach, want to thank you for coming out here and taking time out of your busy schedule to talk some Bruin football with us every Wednesday night. And hopefully we can round things up with a win on Friday.
Yeah. Listen, Trey, I appreciate you guys. I say this a lot. We're all connected in what we're doing and trying to build these kids up and you know, create, you know, men of character. And what you guys do here with, you know, the radio station, Mr. Potter, Kevin Potter does. And this is a promotion of our kids. And Bartlesville is in a unique situation where we have, you know, a daily newspaper and a radio station and places like Dink's that, you know, want to pour into the kids. And we're very thankful for the opportunity to do this and just kind of put our best foot forward and highlight some of these guys. And, you know, I think it'll pay dividends for everybody. And I just appreciate you and Trey and the guys. Just, you know, it's a lot of work. I know it is, and it's tireless. And what you do for our kids is amazing. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. For a Bartlesville head football coach, Jason Sport and Trey Stumpf, I'm Evan Farbach, wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening. Dave Hunziker, John Holcomb up next here on K1. We've got Oklahoma State men's basketball. The Pokes will open up 2019 at home against Oral Roberts coming your way right here on K1.